When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. John Ritchie, Ree Hughes, Devin Caney. And now we're joined in person here by Ruben Amaro Jr. Ruben, fresh back from the winter meetings. How was Dallas, Ruben?
Dallas was pretty cool. It's been a long time since I've been there. I don't want to say 10 years, 12 years since I've been part of the winter meetings. And it was really nice to see a lot of people, baseball people, floating around. It also reminded me of why I did not like going to the winter meetings.
Oh.
What
was the worst
There are agents
part.
Everywhere. Yeah. There's just too many bodies. There's people handing out resumes like they're
That's
going out of style.
Going
it's
on.
It's a
You didn't bring us back any players, Ruben.
No.
Well, one.
Mr. Romano.
Yeah, yes, one. Yes. That's
yeah,
it.
We brought him.
Okay. What
All
else?
Right, off
it's not
what
enough.
Did we get with him?
It's not enough.
It doesn't seem like we know what we got yet, right?
Well, I mean, obviously the health is an issue, but this is a guy who's got some guts. I like him at the back end when he's pitching well. I mean, you know, the previous, you know, before he got hurt, his previous 2 or 3 years, he was really good. I like the makeup. I like the guy. I hope he's healthy. They needed back end help. There's no question about it after losing Estevez and right now Hoffman. I'm not sure if they're going to bring either one of those guys back, but yeah, they need to do more, I think. I think they need to improve. I think they're working on it. There's no question about that. I will tell you that having talked to all the people that I know in the organization and people outside the organization, they are burning it hard to try to get something done.
And if you want to get on the Phillies, 215-592-9494 is how you do so. But, Ruben, you look forward here. They signed Jordan Romano the other day, as you mentioned. What is the next priority, do you think, for the Phillies? Is it improving this offense, adding more pitching? What would it be in your mind?
So, first and foremost, it's Romano, because I was corrected on set by Rob Thompson.
My apologies.
It's Jordan Romano. That's how they say it up there north of the border.
Okay.
That's good
I had to know. No idea.
Romano.
Romano. As Mano,
no
Mano,
one is
man.
Get that right.
Romano. Anyway, so, you have to do these things when you're
Yeah, you're announcing games.
And
yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important.
So I think that there's no question in my mind that I think they have to do a little bit of change in the dynamic of the offense. I'd love to see a guy with, better contact, somebody in left field or center field that can add to their offense, not just being a dangerous hitter, but a good hitter, someone who can turn that lineup over, make it deeper. So far, guys like Brandon Marsh and Bryson Stott have not moved forward. I did find out some really interesting information about Bryson Stott, about his elbow and the fact that he basically played injured all year long, which is one of the reasons why he struggled to get to the fastball consistently last year.
Wow.
And it makes a lot of sense. And because I thought he was really going to advance, but he had some real issues with his elbow pretty much all year long. They didn't really talk about it all that much.
Did he need surgery?
He did not need surgery, which is a good thing. But apparently his lead elbow, every time he extended it, I mean, it was he was in a lot of pain pretty much all year long and played with it.
That's his right?
His right elbow from the left side. Every time he extended it, apparently it really was painful for him. Never complained about it, never talked about it. But it also kind of struck me because he struggled to get to the fastball last year. And it was one of the things that he did, I think, in 23 that he did extremely well. He made the adjustment of getting on top of that fastball and using his top hand. He talked about it a lot, but he just could not do that very well in 24. And it stands to reason that he, the reason why he really struggled with it. And I'd love to see this guy move forward. He's really, really important for this team because he lengthens the lineup out. If he can actually swing the bat the way I think that he can, I think he'd be a great leadoff candidate, which may push now, you know, Schwarber back into the lineup a little bit, which, you know, some people think would be great, some don't.
Do you think they'll be more open to that idea, the moving Schwarber out because of the, I guess, just to put it bluntly, lack of winning, lack of ultimate success with him in the leadoff?
Yeah, I do. And I do think Rob Thompson's open to it, but you have to have somebody in there who can do it. Mm-hmm. Now, I think Stott can because he's a pretty good two-strike hitter. He can work counts when he's right, but obviously based on what he did last year, it was a tough year for him. It's hard to take that leap of faith. That said, had he had the same progression I think he had from 22 to 23, in 23 to 24, then it would have been probably a little easier to take that leap. But I think that based on that information about that, I think he will, and it's certainly a possibility. I don't like Turner in the first hole just because I like the protection that he gets from Harper in the two hole, and I think he's just more of a slasher and a swinger than he is a guy who's good at see pitches and do the things that a guy like Stott or Schwarber will do.
And Ruben, how much do you think that with Stott really hurt the lineup? Because you look at this lineup, they're susceptible, as we saw in the playoffs, to strikeouts, a lot of swing and miss. How much did that hurt for Bryson Stott, a guy you're really relying on to make contact and put the ball in play?
Well, certainly he was sort of in protection mode for Castellanos, who had gotten hot. And if he's not doing his job and Castellanos is, and they're pitching around him or whatever the case may be. I mean, it's really about the length and breadth of your lineup and having people who put the ball in play consistently. And Stotts can be one of those guys. He just struggled to do that as consistently last year because of the injury, I think.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.